Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Calvert. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Paul Calvert. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Christman now playing third base. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Calvert covering, for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Calvert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calvert strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Boone reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon bunts towards the mound. Calvert fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to third. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boone scores. Hegan moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. Mitchell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tucker scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Dick Weltroth now pitching. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards short. Dente catches it and throws to second to double up Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. Lemon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson strikes out. One out. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-for-1 in the game. Cozar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0-for-1 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Evans reaches second base with a double. Dick Weltroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weltroth takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Weltroth moves to second. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Tucker hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vernon hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson who is chasing the ball. Boudreau reaches third base with a triple. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mitchell. The throw from Evans and he is safe. Mitchell steals second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Tucker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kozar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Kozar reaches second base with a double. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 2 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dente for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Kozar scores. Evans moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Buddy Lewis pinch hits for Dick Weltroth. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Evans scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Indians. Mickey Hefner pinch runs for Buddy Lewis. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Weak now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 3 in the game. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon strikes out. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kozar strikes out. 1 out. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 3 in the game. Dente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.